This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
To many things NFL, that is, of course, Aditi Kinkabwala. Hi, Aditi.
Hi, how are you?
Doing well. Pony's off today. He's with his little Stella and Amanda at Idlewild. Were you an Idlewild visitor? With your kids?
When Nico was young, yes, we did go to Idlewild a few times, but I don't know that I ever took Kaya there. I apologize for that. I am just trying to get out of Target, and that is not my child. That's all I'll say.
Okay. All right. Fair enough.
Well, apologies. The goal was to be in the car by the time this started, but of course, traffic.
Yeah, that's all right. I had to cancel an interview with Ken Carmen this morning and have Donnie pinch hit because I was at an event with my friends over at Verizon and didn't know if it would end in time. And Ken was completely skeptical that I was actually at an event at 7:45 in the morning. And I basically told him to pound salt because I couldn't believe that he was doubting me. And then Donnie
didn't
did a
you
fine
tell him
job.
That Ken Carmen is a great time? Did Donnie have a good time? Did he enjoy talking
he
to
did.
Ken?
He did have a good time, actually. They talked about a lot of things. Ken asks every guest the same question, which is, will you be watching Shador Sanders on Friday? And Donnie gave the correct answer, which is yes.
You know what? That reminds me that Ken hit me up about when I could be on the air, and I never answered. I should probably respond
to
him.
Yes, no, ghost him. It's even better if you ghost him. I think that's even funnier. Yeah.
You know what's really the sad part about this is that that game is going to be aired on the NFL Network, but contractually, the NFL Network has to air the home broadcast. So even though Chris Rose, Joe Thomas, and I are the Cleveland Browns broadcast, and we'll be doing a lot more on Shador and getting way more in-depth on Shador, NFL Network viewers won't get that broadcast or that information.
Terrible.
Unless they can somehow tap into... I don't know.
Back
is
the
there some way to like hack into a local broadcast?
I
is that a thing?
Back in the good old days, you'd have like one of those weird black boxes on top of your TV that your dad got from some guy who has like a shady hat that says cable on it, but doesn't actually work for the cable company. And I think that's how you would have managed to get that channel.
Not that I'm suggesting people do anything illegal here.
No. I have a bunch of stuff.
But
I
if you have friends in Cleveland, if you have friends in Ohio, tell them to tape our broadcast. That's all I'll say.
What are your thoughts, Aditi? Not so much on the nature of the injury, because we know it's just a broken bone in the hand, looks like the thumb on the throwing end for Will Howard, but he's a guy Steelers fans just because of the size, you know, the athleticism, the pedigree coming from the national champions, being so good down the stretch. People here excited to see him. Now he's probably going to miss all three preseason games. What do you think that'll do against him, or how will that work against him from just a developmental standpoint for whatever the Steelers had in mind for him this year and next?
I mean, that's exactly it, right? There was the hope and the expectation that you weren't going to call on him during the season, but it is about development, and this is an optimum time to get development for young players, to get that live action, because otherwise, again, you're hoping that Aaron Rodgers stays healthy and he's not getting live action. And the truth of the matter is that when the season comes, reps generally go down for those that are not the starter, because the starter needs the reps. Now, I mean, some guys are different, of course. We know that Ben Roethlisberger later in his career took a day off once a week. Aaron Rodgers has not been that person. Tom Brady was never that person. So I don't know that Aaron Rodgers is going to suddenly be that person and give Will Howard all those reps. But you would have liked to have seen him get some live action.
The live action part.
Oh, well, what can you do?
Right. I mean, the live action part does get me right into the next thing I wanted to ask you, which was Rodgers. He wasn't like slagging the preseason. He was slagging the preseason, but he wasn't doing it in a dramatic way. It was very matter of fact. He just said that preseason's not real football. He laid out the reasons why. The schemes are pretty bland. The coaches are usually talking to each other, opposing coaches during the week, kind of setting the agenda for the game. He also said he thinks that for first team type of guys, well-run joint practices are actually more useful. So as somebody who has been to many training camps and covered many preseason games and surely some joint practices, very interested, Aditi, to get your take on kind of all of that taken in sum.
100% agree. Because look, even in preseason games, the ones versus ones are playing so little, if at all. And go to the game that I have this weekend, the Panthers and the Browns. The Panthers ones are going to play one or two series. The Browns ones are not going to play at all. So it's not really necessarily this great matchup. Like Aaron said, it is very, very vanilla. The game operation is more about, okay, are you getting the play call in? For a young quarterback, you're thinking, how is the huddle operation? If they are actually making checks, can they make checks? It's things like that. It's not a joint practice, though, has a ton of energy to it. That's where your ones do go against your ones. That's when guys that have been hungry to actually go up against, bang bodies up against somebody that's not their own teammate, they get to do that. That's where you're seeing essentially a completely different defense, for example. So 100% my experience in all of these years, 16 years of covering the National Football League, is that, yes, a joint practice is worth way, way more than a preseason game.
Rodgers did say that as long as you don't have fights.
Let me just say one thing. But for, Chris, your starters, those preseason games matter for those guys trying to make the team. For the younger back end of the roster, don't matter what you do on practice, in practice, and what you put on film every single day, what you do in the meeting room, all of those things matter a ton, but it is also an opportunity to come out under the lights and show what you can do. But that's, again, for the back end of the roster, guys.
I was laughing when I read or heard the Rodgers comments about the preseason in general, thinking there is no group of people who likes hearing that more from an upper room Hall of Fame to be guy than NFL owners, who have probably been champing at the bit to get an 18th game added to the schedule and get a second preseason game lopped off from the original four that we were always used to. So that just made me kind of chuckle on the side.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Sure, but you need at least a little bit of practice of the operation.
Oh, I completely agree with that. I totally agree with that.
Who have never called plays.
That's why I wanted Will Howard to get in, because he was going to get to do just the very basic stuff in like an Tomlin talks about it all the time. And even though it's like in his hilarious cliche way of doing it, the in-stadium experience, like got to get him in there. That's real to me.
And I agree. So you need some of that for sure. Again, and I'll say it again, with young quarterbacks, and this is what you miss with Will Howard, you'd like to see how they handle the huddle, how quickly
the cadence,
are they getting rid of, right, the cadence, or how quickly are you getting rid of the ball, because then that means that you know what you're seeing. How accurate are you when you're facing a live rush? All of those things you want to get to see, so yes, there's a purpose, but I agree with you on that, on the practices.
All right, Aditi.
And I also agree, but I will also say this. I am 100% with J.J. Watt on don't give me practice stats. You have no idea what those quarterbacks are aiming to do in any given, on any given play, in any given way. You know, I was there when they were making such a big deal about Jackson Dart's pick six. Well, you know what? Better that he learns it in a practice, that that window isn't as big in the NFL than he learns it in a game.
Sorry,
and
Aditi.
It's like people making... Oh, sorry, go ahead.
No, I was going to say, I got distracted for a brief second realizing that Pirates starter Andrew Heaney today looks exactly like Adam Crowley from the Fan Morning Show, and now it's kind of wigging me out, and I'm going to have to say something to him about it. Anyway, I do have a bunch of quick hitters for you to end. This would be the West Coast offense of interview questions. Are you ready?
All right, here we go.
Donnie was looking and got the schedule, you and Spiro and Arch, the first 3 weeks of the season, Raiders at Patriots, Panthers at Cardinals, and Texans at Jags. Your home away from home, Jacksonville, of course. We did have a chuckle about that one. So you will be in technically Boston, Foxborough. You're practically closer to Rhode Island at that point, but I'll say greater Boston area. Phoenix and Jacksonville, power rank those three destinations for you, the traveling sideline reporter.
In Jacksonville, we stay right on the ocean, and we always get a balcony room. I always get a balcony room. That's amazing, but it's a connecting flight. Arizona, I have to take a red-eye home, so that's tough. So I have to say Boston because it's a direct flight and easy travel. At this point in my life, where I rank where to go is generally how easy is the travel and how nice is the hotel.
All right, so I'm going technically Boston, Jacksonville, and Phoenix. Best food in those cities, or of those cities?
Oh.
That was a little curveball. That was a little circle change for me.
You know why it's hard? Because we've eaten at good restaurants in all three places. Spiro is a foodie. Spiro lives in Greece for part of the year. He is very, very serious about his food, so we only eat in fantastic restaurants wherever we go. I think I'd have a hard time pulling right there. Can I say that that's a push?
Yeah, you can go push there because that one I just sprang on you out of nowhere. But I have another one that I think you'll like. I do. I have one that will go team by team, okay? We know that you have had, there are guys you talk to that are really good in terms of giving you some interesting thoughts, probably some guys who are tougher to talk to. I will go team by team. Your favorite player to talk to on each of these teams that you can think of, guys you've obviously talked to before. Are you ready?
Okay, I hope I have the rosters down, but let's try.
Vegas Raiders.
Max Crosby.
Seems like a complete maniac in a good way.
But he's insightful, he's honest, he's truthful, he's fascinating in so many ways. I respect and admire his approach to the game and his work product. He's helpful. He's helpful. So I like that.
New England Patriots, where apparently Mike Vrabel jumped into a practice scrum and came out of it all bloody today.
Can I say Josh Dobbs?
Yes,
he's
the Pastronaut.
A brand new Patriot, and
yes,
I love him.
The
so.
Pastronaut.
Right. I don't know if I'm going to get to talk to him. I mean, I'll talk to him on the field, but he is one of the favorites in the entire league.
All right. Houston, I'm sorry, the Carolina Panthers.
Adam Thielen.
He's been around about
savvy veteran,
years.
Also honest. Yeah, he's a grown up. also insightful and helpful.
What a description! He's a grown up. I know exactly what you mean by that, and it's just very funny to hear that characterization. Arizona Cardinals.
You know, I like Kyler. Kyler's hard, but we went pretty far. We did a good job with him last year and got him to open up a bit, and I even got him to laugh. So Kyler gave us some things that he hadn't given anyone. I'll give him some points there. I mean, I, of course, love James Conner, but James Conner doesn't really necessarily say much.
I was going to say, if you had gotten James to open up, and I love James, and I'm happy he's had a ton of success in the league, obviously. If you got James to open up and laugh a bunch in an interview, I would probably nominate you for some sort of media prize because he is tight-lipped, Aditi. Texans.
Oh, he is. I mean, I can't really say Nick Chubb because he is one of my all-time favorites. You know who's really good on the
technicality?
Texans?
Who is good on the Texans?
You know what? Nico Collins. Nico Collins is really, really, really a good guy, really nice, very helpful. They have a lot of good guys. Singletary's a good guy. Will Anderson is a good guy. CJ I had in his very, very first game. I think that he's insightful, but I'll say Nico Collins.
Last one, the Jacksonville Jags.
You know what? I'm going to say Travis Hunter. I've only talked to him twice at this point, but he also was good and honest, and I just think that by the time I see him, there's going to be a real body of work of him playing both ways, and I'm fascinated by that.
He seems like a very interesting dude.
He is, and he's very smart. You know, he's smart, he cares, and when you catch them early in their career, I think they're not so jaded. They will actually try to help you.
And he likes to fish, which will go over well in Jacksonville. Aditi, thank you for participating in a very Joe Starkey-like game that I just played with you.
Thanks so much for having me, and thanks for not putting me on the same hotspot that our beloved pony often does.
Get ready, because it'll be right back to that next week. Thank you, Aditi. Talk to you then.
Bye.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit amazon.com/prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. amazon.com/prime.